Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. It's Saturday, and it is time to talk, because you're listening to Around the House with Eric G. We're going to have a good show today. We've got a lot ahead. I'm sitting in here with our executive producer, Jordan Vauder, having a good time.
How you doing, Eric?
Good, buddy. Well, here's what we're going to talk about today. We've got a lot of things ahead. We're going to give away a 64-ounce hose end sprayer to 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner sometime in this hour, so stay tuned for that. And we're going to talk a little bit about some hot subjects. I want to dive into the subjects of hoarding and maybe even get into, well, a little bit of lead paint, because I started doing some research this last week on a project, and I'm like, wow, this doesn't make any sense. And I had to make a bunch of phone calls because I didn't know and I couldn't find the answers. And so I figured if I didn't know, you might not know either. I didn't know that you had to take, if you're a landlord out there, and you're working on your own building, and I'm not talking some big company. I'm talking about maybe you got a rental, and you're working on a building that's part of 1978 that you got to take a special class just to work on it. I didn't know that. That's interesting stuff.
And it's not just a quick class, from what I understand.
8 hours, man.
8 hours.
We're going to dive into that. Yeah, that's a crazy one. Well, I want to dive a little bit into hoarding, because it's a big issue out there, and it's a big issue for a lot of people, and it's something we have to take seriously, because there's a lot of facets to it. And if it's something that you've got experience with or you've had to deal with it, I want to get your call too. And the numbers here in the studio, we're not going to cut out anybody on this. We're going to talk about a lot of different stuff here today. So if you've got a home improvement question as well, go ahead and call in 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And if you want to send an email, ath@kxl.com. But today as well, I'm kind of watching, and we're both actually watching on Facebook today. I want to see if we can get a few more followers over there on Around the House with Eric G, because we've been putting a lot of content up this week on there, and you're missing out if you're not on there. So go to Facebook, and if you want to type in the shortcut, it's just at ath@kxl. You don't have to do a big search that way. That's just a little quick link to get you there. Follow us, like us, all that thing. I want to get us up to 1,425 followers today. So all you people out there, jump on, like, follow. Not going to spam you, but I am going to put stuff up. I'm putting up some resources on the hoarding stuff today. There's a lot of stuff up there, including stuff from friends. And there's even a great post I put up this last week of the state of Oregon CCB, their buyer beware section of the people that are out scamming people out there that they're out looking for. So there's a lot of good stuff. So, hey, we've got a call in already. Let's jump out here to Brahim in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Yeah, Brahim here. So I don't know if you, this is kind of on me, kind of all a bit of this, but I don't know if you saw the story a few years ago in the news. It went all over. Actually, it went around the world a little bit. It was 25 tons of garbage left at rental.
Oh,
I don't if you saw that, that's my rental. And so, well, I don't know where to begin with this, because you don't have all day, but I'll try to condense it real tight if I can.
Cool.
I have a rental house in the Lentz neighborhood. Well, I had a lady, it was Section 8. We won't even get into that. Mm-hmm. But I had Section 8 people before, and they were fine. I mean, to some degree, it wasn't a big deal. This lady, she was in there, and I'm losing track of time, 7 or 8, 10 years, I can't remember. The first 3 or 4 years, she was an African-American lady. It had nothing to do with it. She had a disabled child, and I always wanted to help her, and I did a lot for her. That's a long story in itself. But I checked on her constantly for the first 5 or 6 years. She was fine, actually. She had a house cleaning business, believe it or not, and she was fine. Then I kind of bailed out. I kind of didn't check on her, just collected rent. Section 8 paid it all. Sometimes she paid some, whatever. She got behind. That's irrelevant. I wanted to help her. I worked with her. Long and short. So then we found out she was going to move out. It's a long, to make it real short, She literally, oh, God help me, filled my garage totally with, I'm talking household garbage. Now, thank God there was no chicken bones or and stuff like that, but household garbage. She built a structure next to the garage, a tiny structure, filled it with garbage, buried garbage in the backyard, put garbage in the basement, garbage in the attic. You can actually Google the story and see all of this. And so what I wanted to tell people, hoarding is a huge, I don't know how she lived like this. You have no idea what I went through cleaning that place. Now it's fine, but you have no idea. $20,000 later, with some help from some people, we got it done. $5,000 in garbage collection just for the dumping fee, sir, not the labor.
Yeah.
Okay, it's unfreaking believable. And here's the thing. Section 8, this is the thing when I did the news story on KGW and KGU. I want to tell people, you're a rental house. I want to tell you, do not depend on Section 8's inspections. I should have sued the hell out of them, but I didn't have time. Do not depend on them. They let this go. Literally, they were inspecting the place while this garbage was building. How it got by them, I don't know. So
they just didn't. I bet they didn't look into it. I'll be honest. What I've always done, and I used to be a landlord myself, so I've got experience in this. I ended up doing my every 6 months inspections and I learned, just personally, I learned that if you miss that every 6 month inspection, crazy things happen. And man, you were depending on an agency. I totally get it. But
I'm blaming my, this, sir, this is a nightmare. You can Google the story and see it. As a matter of fact, all your listeners should Google it, and you can laugh at me and say, why the hell, Raheem, did you let it happen? But I let it happen because I trusted this lady to some degree, and I'm very busy, and I just let it go. And I can't believe it that anyone could live. You won't believe it when you see it. It took part of my soul to clean the place.
So
that's what, on hoarding is a big deal. And this is hoarding garbage for some reason, but hoarding is a big deal.
It is. Raheem, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Around the House. And I'm going to dive in and look at your story, man. And sorry I had to go through that.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Man, well, that's a crazy story right off the bat. And there's so many other out there. And, you know, I wanted to start out kind of just a little bit about hoarding here. You know, hoarding disorder is, you know, it's a mental illness. And that, I don't want to berate anyone over it, because it is a mental illness, and it is a big problem out there. It's a problem for the health of the people that have it. It's, you know, it hurts families, it hurts landlord, it hurts, there's just so much damage that gets put that, you know. And just so you people out there want to know, you see, oh, okay, got a lot of stuff. Well, let me describe what hoarding is. Let's back it up a little bit for a second. Hoarding disorder is a persistent difficulty of discarding or parting with possessions because of a perceived need to save them. A person with a hoarding disorder experiences distress at the thought of getting rid of the items. Excessive accumulation of items, regardless of actual value, occurs. And that's the definition from the Mayo Clinic, which is not a bad little place to go for some of these definitions like that. But I do want to get your calls today at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And, you know, this is a serious issue out there. You know, the damage just to a residence. And he had a great example right there of what can happen, because, you know, homes aren't designed to handle that amount of load in them many times. And I've been in hoarding houses where I'm down looking at something, you know, I've had people, I had to work on them, you know, doing design work. I remember the first hoarding house I was in probably a decade ago, really nice lady walked up, beautiful house on the outside, walked in, and it was 4.5-5 feet high everywhere. And there's about an 18-inch pathway everywhere. She wanted us to put in brand new white Corian counters in her bathrooms. And this is the part that I feel bad for people. And there's so many resources out there, which we'll get into a little bit later in the show here. But she asked that we remove our shoes when we walk in. And I kind of looked at her strange, and I was honest with her. I said, ma'am, you know, we're working in here, and I can't remove shoes for safety reasons. We can put booties on. And I'll be honest, I was more worried about saving my boots at the time than I was damaging something in there. But that's just kind of shows the extent of people that don't understand how deep a problem this is, because, oh my gosh, you're going to get my place dirty. There's not a perception many times of dirt. I'm not a psychologist, and we could get way deep in the weeds on that, but there's so many problems with this. And I've run into, you know, family members, you know, and this is the thing with the family members is you've got maybe it's an elderly parent that's had this, you know, and then the family has to go clean up, you know, after that person's passed, or even ran into one recently where there was a lady that had moved in with taking care of her elderly parents, and she was the hoarder. And then when the parents passed, it went to the estate, but they had to get rid of her and her hoarding that was in the parents' home. And so there are so many different things out there that get really rough. When we come back, we're going to talk about hoarding, and we're going to get your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns. Around the House with Eric G. We're talking home improvement today, and I want to get you all part of the conversation. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Make sure you jump over to Facebook, where you're going to catch this show all week long, at Around the House with Eric G. Jump over there and like and follow and all those kind of good things. We appreciate your input over there as well. And we're talking hoarding today, but before we jump over to Tim here, who's calling in with a story, I want to give away some 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. You know the one we give away every week, once an hour. 64-ounce hose end attachment. If you've got that grime and junk and everything else on the outside of the house, kind of what I call that Portland funk, well, it might not wash all of it off, but it's going to get a lot of it like that. So you can really do all those great things with this cleaner. And, I mean, it's great. You can hit a two-story, you know, building with it and get the side of that moss and algae and mildew, all those crazy things on the side of your house. You can get it off of there and get it cleaned up really easily. But just like we were talking last week, follow the directions is the key to this product. It works great. All right, we're going to go caller number 12, 503-733-4101. That's 503-733-4101. Just remember, you got to pick it up here in the Portland studios. So, and we'll let Donovan in there playing Mr. Spidey back there with his arms answering all those phone calls. We're going to talk about our current topic here, which is hoarding. And, you know, this is a disorder for people out there, and there's so many people it affects. And I just wanted to kind of talk about it and see if we could educate people a little bit better this week. One other thing, too, that I wanted to talk as well is if you're out there cruising around and you don't have a great stational signal, you can also listen to us on iHeartMedia as well. So if you go over to KXL and search us on the station there, you can hear it here, hear the show on iHeart. So, all right, let's jump out here to Tim in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate your show. You guys do a lot of good stuff.
Thanks, man. What can I help you with on this?
So, yeah, this is actually, I'm still just finishing this up. It's been going for like 4 months. My great aunt, she's 70, is my next door neighbor, and she had a bad hoarding problem. I mean, she was saving, when I went through her house, she fell and broke her leg in three places, which was actually a heaven sent because she had to be in assisted living for a while. And I took out by myself with just my pickup truck over 7,000 pounds worth of garbage in her house and her garage. And I didn't even get to touch three of the bedrooms.
Oh.
But yeah, there was mice feces, rat feces everywhere, you know, rotten food, carpet. Anyway, so I got it cleaned out. I worked every weekend for about 3 months, you know, just taking trips to the dump. And then social services got involved, luckily, because the fire department that had to, you know, get her, she fell, pick her up, and then, you know, call the ambulance. So that kind of gave me the green light to do all the cleaning and had a bathroom contractor convert her bathroom to ADA capable. And then I put, it's not hardwood, but it looks like hardwood, and it's waterproof, really nice. Had a contractor do that, and then we had to put kills on the subfloor to, you know, help eliminate the odor. But she's back home now. You know, her leg mended, and I have to go over there every day, you know, take out her garbage for her and make sure she doesn't have, you know, food waste just laying out because of the mice and the rats. But Even when shit came back, I still had a couple of, like, black construction garbage bags full of, you know, just shoes that were just eaten through by mice or just, you know, disgusted with mice poop. And she was trying to take them out of garbage bag. And then I just told her, I'm like, look, man, like, I love you, and I want my kids to be able to come and spend time with you, and I can't do that with it. So it's kind of my family's responsibility. My wife and I, we go over there and, you know, check on her and make sure she's got, you know, food, water, and that it's staying clean. And then we also have to continue. She's a couponer, so anything at a store that's on sale food-wise, even though, like, she doesn't have a, currently doesn't have an oven, her last one was so bad I had to throw it out. So we have to actually do her grocery shopping for her as much as we can, because otherwise she'll just buy it. It'll be on sale. She'll buy it.
Oh, it's, man.
Like, pounds of hamburger.
Yep.
And she doesn't even have any freezers. So it's hard, you know, and she still kind of tries to fight it and stuff, but it's just like, you know, I just tell her I love you too much to let this happen again. So,
man, thanks.
It was a lot,
Tim. That's great work out there, man. And, hey, by the way, out there, Brahim won the cleaner. Thanks for calling in, Brahim. Looks like he was the previous call that we were talking hoarding with. He won the 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. But, you know, Tim, that's great. And that's part of the thing is just getting people some help and then just trying to help guide them along the way and just a good, caring soul helping out. I appreciate you helping her out. That's we need a lot more of that out there, man.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks for your show, man. I enjoy listening to you.
Hey, appreciate you listening, man, and thanks for calling with your story. That's a great one. We're not going to have time for this caller here. This next, Trevor, sit tight because we're going to, I don't know, I want to give you enough time to talk about this one. But here's the thing with this hoarding disorder out there is that, you know, there's so many health hazards with this, and, you know, we've just had some great input about that. But, you know, you get the rodents, you get the, there's so much damage that happens. And if you think about it, there's no way to clean the home correctly if you've got that much stuff in there. So you've got all these problems from mice, rodents, to you might have a huge mold issue in the house and not even know it. And that's the damaging part of this, is you can sit there and have some serious issues, you know. And we don't want people to get hurt. We don't want people to get, you know, fall and break their leg. You don't want any of this to happen. But you can have, it's hard to maintain the home, I guess is my point, when there's so much stuff in there. Plus, you can't maintain it correctly in a safe manner. I mean, there's no way to get up and change that light bulb. There's none of that stuff. Hey, I wanted to mention, though, this segment around the house has been brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is a cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is your specialty, guaranteed. CCB number 94222. And a short time to get there. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're having a good time here talking home improvement. And this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com, CCB number 593. Just three digits. Love that with those guys. So, you know, we've been talking hoarding. We've been talking about stuff in your home. We want to get your calls, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And you know something? We're going to take all your calls on home improvement stuff. I know you're trying to get stuff done. Maybe you got mom coming over tomorrow and you're trying to get this project knocked out. So we are here to help you. And when you call in, you help other people, because there's always going to be somebody else out there wanting to know how to do what you're doing. So just help others. It's that simple. Well, let's jump out here to Trevor. Trevor has been patiently waiting. Thanks for holding over the break. Let's talk about it. Thanks for calling into Around the House.
Yeah. Hi, Eric. Nice to talk to you. I do electrical work for myself, and this particular job, the lady wasn't quite a hoarder, but I think the psychology is kind of the same. When I went to her front door and she let me in, there was an extremely strong smell of animal urine in the house, like throughout the whole house, carpet, hardwood floors. And I had to, when I went out to the garage, because that's where the panel was, I found the source of it. And she had a couple kennels with dogs, and they would go to the bathroom just in these kennels, and they never cleaned the floors. It would all come towards the garage door because it was sloped, and you would walk all over it and then track it through the house. Mm-hmm. And it was such a, the smell was so, it was so bad you could hardly stand it. And I couldn't understand how they could deal with that. They were like, they didn't notice it. And I tried not to, you know, show that it affected me, to not be rude, but, the crazy thing is, when I called for my rough-in inspection, it was a bathroom remodel. Mm-hmm. It was a tri-level house. I met the inspector out in the front yard. He had been there 5 years previous, and he wouldn't go in the house. He gave me approval to cover the walls without even going in the house. That's how bad it was. So yeah. I think that's kind of along the same lines of psychology. They just don't know.
Well, it is, but you know something? The human body is an amazing thing. I have walked into people's homes before, you know, as an interior designer working in the construction field for numerous reasons. I have walked in there. I can't breathe. I have my eyes watering from the ammonia smell from the, you know, just from the urine from pets or whatever, where it's just about debilitating. And they have become so accustomed to it that it's not noticed. And that... I feel bad for people like that because they're living in such a health hazard, but they don't even really know that they're doing that. And for all of us that don't live in that situation, it gets pretty tough trying to go into that kind of situation.
Oh, it was horrible. And the builder I was working for, he was, when I walked out to the garage, he was standing on the outside looking in through the glass just to get my reaction when I opened the door to go out, because that's where the base where it started.
Yep.
And they're looking at me, just shaking. They're kind of laughing at me, but it is, you feel bad for them, but it was, there's nothing you can do. Yeah. Grin and bear it.
Grin and bear it, man. Grin and bear it. Well, hey, Trevor, thanks for calling in Around the House. I love your story. I appreciate it. Maybe that'll help some other people out there. Thanks, man. Yeah. It's tough. And you know, as when you're dealing with friends and family members and stuff like that, that's where maybe some delicate conversations of what that health hazard could be with that, because I mean, those surfaces in there, you're breathing all this. This is where you're going to get, you know, more thing. You know, I mean, you got a chance of asthma and lung diseases, things like that. When you're dealing with that level of dirt, it's just not a good, healthy situation for people. And, you know, there are a lot of programs out there. And I mean, there are a ton of programs out there for people. I just jumped on here in Portland, and I don't care where you're living. If you're listening to us on the Radio Northwest Network, if you're in the, you know, the Tri-Cities or Bend or Enterprise, Baker City, or down over in the south end of the state, Klamath Falls, Coos Bay, out that way, there are all these other resources out there. But just here in Portland, you know, there are so many things like the Clutters Anonymous, Northwest Anxiety Institute, OHSU OCD Group. You know, there's all these different cleanup services. There's a lot of different stuff here. You know, as well as the adult protective services, there are a lot of different things you can do to help people out that way. And that's the nice thing about it, is that this is a big situation. And because of that show Hoarders, you can see kind of what people deal with, you know. And I like that show for a number of reasons. One, it really kind of lets you feel for the family of what's going on, because, you know, if you've got that neighbor down the street, it's very easy just to get angry with them and talk about that, you know. And getting people help sometimes, and maybe communicating with them or their family members, you know. The bad part is when you get the city and the county governments or whoever involved, they tend to come in, rightfully so, with a little heavier hand. They'll give people many times a chance to clean up, and that's awesome, because you don't want, you know, one house in your neighborhood creating, you know, a big health hazard. You don't want to have all these big rats and mice and stuff that are just festering in one place. And it's one of those things that we all can be better neighbors with, you know, make sure we go over there and talk to them, make sure that they're doing okay. Try to, you know, engage your family members that come over to visit if they do. And if they do need help, sometimes you got to take the tough stance and call the authorities and get them some help because, man, the last thing you need is somebody getting in there. I mean, I've seen plenty of news stories, and I know, Jordan, you have too. There's so many stories where they have to, fire department has to go in and literally cut the side of the house open just to get into the place. And nobody wants to see that.
Well, no, and like what Trevor was talking about earlier, animal hoarding really is a problem. We see it often enough here in the Oregon area. We had one lady who had 41 cats in her car. It's more about we got to focus on the people, less on the stuff. We need to talk to the people and just show that we're there for them, especially a loved one. You just want to be there and just help get them through it and not just try and throw everything away. That's not the point. Organize it. Find a home for everything.
Yeah. And if there is trash or there is too much stuff, that's a whole other story that we want to tackle because, you know, there is a reasonable amount of stuff. And the problem with this disorder is that, you know, usually it's tied in with other disorders. I mean, when you go in and, you know, I was looking at the Mayo Clinic information, which was great, you know. When you look at that, you know, it's tied into depression, anxiety disorders, you know, OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder, and ADHD, which is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. These are all things that jump in and cause problems, you know. And, you know, we're going to have to go out to break here in a minute. Donald and Portland, we're going to make you hang over for a minute because I want to take this call. This is a great thing. It looks like we'll be talking about some neighbors and stuff. And these are things that, you know, like I had this issue with a neighbor across the street in my neighborhood I moved in. You know, he left the garage door open one time and there was a 2-car garage filled with trash. And I mean, not just badly stacked stuff, but seriously filled with just what would be normal household waste. And I ended up having to get a hold of them because it's kind of a zombie house in a way that there's, I think, somebody lives there, but I've only seen the person twice in a year, and I think that they come in and out. I'm not sure what the whole story is, but this house is abandoned 360 days out of the year, and it's one of those issues that we all run in with that we've got to be a little bit careful with, and there's some balance to all of this. I mean, I know that there's the homeowner associations out there that say, hey, you know, this is out of control. And they overreact to things. And then there's other ones where you've got a serious health issue. So when we come back, we're going to be taking all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns.
First, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right.
I can help when your door jam sticks.
Huh?
There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
I do tiles, I do stone, I do bricks. Call me, I'll come rushing over with my bag of tricks. Where you go on your disposal?
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G, where we talk home improvement each Saturday. All over the Radio Northwest Network. You can catch us here in Portland. You can catch us all around the Northwest. And now, if you're driving around, you can even listen to us on that iHeartRadio app. So you jump on there on your little app on your phone or your car. Just look up KXL on there and you can catch us there, especially if you get outside of an area when you're traveling. If you're having a road trip today, there's a way you can fix that. Just dive on there and grab it in case you get outside of your normal listening area. It's a good way to go. And I want you to jump over to Facebook real quick because we've got continuing stuff over on Around the House with Eric G. I want you to like it because we're kind of trying to get a few more followers and likes and stuff over there. So go over to @ATHKXL on Facebook. So just type in @ATHKXL and you'll find us right there. Like and follow. I want to see how many people we can get on there today. So I would appreciate that. We want to get your calls, 877-733-1011. 877-733-1011. We're talking hoarding and everything home improvement today. Let's jump out here to Donald. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks. What can I help you with?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you. I'm a new homeowner, and I wanted to talk about what homeowners can do against neighbors as well as apartment complexes. My backyard butts up against, like, Section 8 apartments, and I keep having issues with the staff and the tenants over there.
You know, I would first, you know, the first thing I would do is I would sure talk to, you know, what are the issues you're having with, so I can help kind of direct what you got going on.
I have a pool in the backyard, and I've come home a couple times. It's filled with river rocks that people have chucked over the fence, and I've also had adult toys thrown over the fence. And
okay.
I've seen them fumigating a couple times, and then as soon as they fumigate, I had a little roach issue problem, which I've been roach free for a couple months now, but you know they fumigated, so all the roaches came right over my fence into my yard,
mm-hmm.
and started searching around for other things.
You know, man, you might first off, I might suggest some creative landscaping, like something tall, like a bamboo hedge or something like that, that might help. It'll grow pretty quick. That you can put across the back there. That'll kind of give you a little bit of a shield. Something mm-hmm. like that, where it might be a little harder for people, you know, if you get the right bamboo across there, and again, I'd put it in some kind of a planter so you can control it so it doesn't take over your whole yard. But if you did something like that creative landscaping-wise, you might be able to stop some of that from happening, because if they go to chuck something over the fence and it bounces off the bamboo and comes back, maybe might give you a little more privacy just from that angle to start with. So that would be one thing that I would recommend, but maybe just getting a hold of the management company over there that manages that complex and just say, hey, I don't want to have problems, but how can we work better together is probably the first way to go with that.
Yeah, I've tried getting a hold of them a couple times. They don't give me any response, and I know they've changed hands like 3 or 4 times since I've lived there now, so it's really difficult to get a hold of them.
Yeah, you might just call up their management office and say, hey, I got a question, and just, you know, be a little bit vague, and you might get somebody to call you back. And if you do, then you got a name and a number. You might be able to help with that. So I know it's tough, man, but I would sure lean towards some creative landscaping and try to make that go away as best you can back there. And then, of course, it sounds like you're on top of the roaches thing, but anything you can do back there, you know, with a nice solid fence and then maybe bamboo or a nice big hedge on the backside that could get up there quickly, probably going to help you, and maybe at least send some of those bugs and some of the trash maybe into the other neighbors and less into your place.
Yep. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling into Around the House. Let's jump out here to Melody in Vancouver. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, I'm helping an aunt who has, well, it's just kind of a hoarding problem, but the urine smell is so strong, the ammonia is so strong, I'd mm-hmm. like to get something that I can put on to breathe when I go in there. I've gone to Home Depot, but they have only things that are for particles
yep.
in the air, not for ammonia or chemicals. Can you tell me what I might get and where I might find it?
You know, depending on where you're located,
kind of a respirator thing.
Yeah, you can get, they actually do, and I've used these before, they make respirators that are specific for ammonia, and you're going to probably want to go to more, they do make respirators that have cartridges that are made for ammonia, and so I would check some more of the industrial supply companies out there. Industrial safety is the big one. I bet you they will have something on the shelf for you that you can put on. You're not going to probably find it at the big box home centers, but some of those guys will be able to help you with that. Thanks for calling in. Send me an email to ATH@KXL, and I'd help you get the right way. We'll be back for hour two as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.